Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Reconnection, a sex scientist story written by E.L. Byrne and read by Cheryl Blue. I can hardly explain how it had been almost 2 years since we had seen each other. 2 years since our flesh has touched, since I've heard his crazy laugh in person, since his lips touched mine, since we did incredibly delicious, erotic things to one another. I mean, the whole world knows why, but it just didn't compute in my head. Then I saw him. What a wonderful feeling after all this unintended time away. Neither our dynamic, our companionship, nor our attraction had waned. It was as strong as ever, and I could admit to feeling a total resurgence of my crush on him, enjoying all the little ooh moments again. It's been lovely. Now this, our third visit, made even more special because it was arranged entirely by him. I'll be there Wednesday morning for a visit. Miss you. See you soon. There was even a call when he was halfway here to let me know, all is well, on my way. I feel like this third time was a solidifier. A moment in time where we tipped past the I'm just here for a quick visit too. This is rekindling something we used to enjoy, and we're enjoying it again, even if it's only for a short time. And oh, how we enjoyed it. I made him a cup of coffee, and we sat on the couch to chat. It's earlier than we usually visit, and the drive from his place in the countryside is 2 hours in traffic. He's obviously more tired than usual. I took some medicine last night that is holding me hostage to sleepiness too. This will be a different kind of play, I think. As is usual in our flat, I am now claiming partial possession as I live here during this visit of a little over 2 months. He visits me here from his home out in the countryside. The clothes start to come off. Partly because the rule is always naked in the house. Partly because he turned the heat on, and of course partly because we both know what the plan is here. Sexy times are about to commence. I love that we have been doing this long enough now that there is a rhythm to our movements and timing. He takes off his clothes, I shed mine. I run to the bathroom, he starts looking in the cabinet. The cabinet is where we are currently displaying all the sex toys, vibrators, lube and weed paraphernalia for the flat. He pulls out the weed stuff he needs, and we laugh because he has been saying since his first visit that he needs to stock up on some filters, and yet here he is again without them. I take a special edible designed to stimulate sexy times. He relaxes back, naked now, and smokes a little while we talk a bit more. Pretty soon, he pops back up to the cabinet. Any preferences? I just laugh. He knows when it comes to the things he stuffs inside me. He's always in charge. While he is pulling on what he wants for this morning's fun, I move around the couch and get comfy. The sex towel goes down and I place the vibrator he hands me where I can easily grab it. He pulls the coffee table close and puts 3 dildos of varying size down. Alongside those, he places his favourite lube and our poppers. Yep, it's definitely playtime now. The couch is wide enough for us both to lay side by side and long enough that our feet barely touch the other end when laying down. More than enough room for us to play on. I prop my head and shoulders on a pillow on one side and he sits cross-legged in front of me. Make sure your legs are in a comfortable position. Oh, like this, you mean? I spread my legs wide and lay them over his knees and scooch my butt down closer to him. Yes, this is what I want. He lays a quick slap to my pubic mound. Oh yes, this is what I want too. We are already laughing, I can't remember a time we didn't start fooling around while we were still talking, sometimes about mundane things. This is no exception. He puts his fingers into the sticky jar of lube and pulls them out covered with the thick gel. Ooh, look at how nice this is. He puts his fingers close to my face. You love that stuff, don't you? What, you don't? I think you do. It lets me do this. He puts the gel liberally all over my vulva and slowly parts my lips to put two fingers inside. Oh yes, you're right. I do love this part. You mean this part? As he pushed three fingers in, he turns them facing up and does the come hither movement with his fingers. It feels extremely good, but also makes me laugh. My belly is large and fluffy, and I ask, can you see it moving up and down? We both look at my belly, and he exaggerates his movements to see if it does indeed move my belly. No, I don't think so. Let me see if I can feel it. He then used his other hand to push down on my lower abdomen and feel his fingers pushing up. That's what the doctor does when they are feeling your organs in a woman's doctor exam. That's what he says he's doing. As he pushes his fingers deeper in, reaching that perfect G-spot moment and flexing his hand vigorously. They really just do this as often as they can get away with before you think it's weird. I don't think... Oh, yeah. Now, it would be... weird. I gasp. He has added the fourth finger, and it is definitely not a gynecological exam any longer. Oh, yeah? He wouldn't do this? Or this? What about this? I am done with words, even though he is still playing with me. He has already pushed me into pure moaning and tiny yelps territory. It's so easy with him. We jump right in, and the heat seems to explode in our play. He dips his fingers into the jar of lube and liberally applies more to my labia and then reaches for the smallest dildo. But then he changes his mind. He's in no mood to wait for the build-up. Instead, he reaches for the lifelike but large dildo and coats it with the lube. That's your favourite, isn't it? I ask him. I think it's your favourite too. You just don't always know when I'm using it because you're on your knees and can't see what I'm doing to you. He's probably right. I think back to our last visit, where that same dildo was firmly planted inside my arse. Yeah, it's one of my favourites too. Today, he uses it to tease me, going deeper and harder, then slowly moving it in and out, twisting it so I feel the ridges and the sensations throughout my vagina. He pushes it deep inside again and I gasp. He grins. There is my sex scientist. I can see his mind starting to turn over all my reactions. He slowly pulls the toy out, adds a little more lube and asks, you like it when I go deep with this, don't you? It doesn't hurt too much. I easily respond, no, it hurts just right. Less pain than, well, sensation. I really love it when it goes deep, like it's against my cervix. Oh, good, then I can do this. He shoves it in hard and leaves it there, putting steady pressure against my deepest parts, and he holds it until I am whimpering and panting with desire. Yes, exactly like that. He holds it a few seconds longer, allowing me to adjust and relax a little before moving it again and forcing it in and out rapidly and with so much force I start to jump back a little as it hits against my cervix. He pulls back when he realises my movement and changes back to his hand for a bit. More lube, and now I am so hot and wet. It takes very little for him to slip his whole hand inside. He loves this. Heck, who am I kidding? I love it too. It really is the moment I long for, from the first touch of his hand in any playtime we have together. I want his whole hand, his large fist, inside me. I love the feeling of fullness, like completeness I never knew I needed until he stuck his hand inside me and changed my life. He pushes and pulls his hand inside me while watching my reactions. He adds more movement as he sees my smile. He starts pushing and pulling and moving so fast that his whole fist can move in and out with little resistance. I see his breathing change and I know what is next. His movement's rapid. I make myself relax, loosen my grip on my muscles and let him coax a hot stream of squirting liquid from my body. We both laugh as the flow spills out and soaks the towel and his legs. My cries of passion are mixed with our laughter. This is the kind of moment our sex life is made of. We live for this. He carefully pulls out his hand and smacks my pussy again. Nice job. He leans back a minute and lets me gather my senses. He slowly rubs my leg and checks to see if I need anything. I take my time breathing and relax. I am at such peace in this moment. I can't be more exposed, more vulnerable, my legs wide open across his lap, my breathing still ragged from the things he does to me, yet this is what our relationship is. Deep, sexy moments filled with wonder and laughter too. He grabs the lube and asks, "More? Ready?" Yes, I am always ready for more with him. He adds more lube to my labia and generously coats his hand and puts it inside me again with a grin, simply twisting and turning it this way and that, giving me a minute to get used to being filled again. Then he grabs our largest dildo. This is a solid cone shape, no taper, just a long, large, bigger than his fist, straight dildo. His grin is definitely evil sex scientist now. He moves closer to me, kneeling in front between my legs. He lifts one of my legs and puts it over the top of the sofa. Comfortable? Once my legs are open wide enough for his taste, he coats the dildo liberally with lube and starts to press it down into my body. Oh, after his hand, the sides of the dildo are slick and smooth and it passes between my labia and slides easily into my hot, wet pussy. We both gasp when it plunges deep inside, all the way to the solid, wide base. He slowly pushes it in and pulls out a little, thrusting with both his hands on it for maximum movement. He slowly slides a finger down behind the dildo towards my arse. There is lube and a whole lot of wetness, so it easily enters my arse, but he adds two fingers just to check. I see a light bulb go on in his head. I love the expression he makes. He reaches for the poppers and I know exactly what's coming next and I welcome the moment. I take a long, deep breath from the open bottle and then put it up for him to breathe from. The whole time, the large dildo is plunged deep inside me and his fingers are slowly moving in and out of my arse. He moves to get more centred. He pushes my legs up so I am pulled back and my arse is higher up. I grab my knees and pull my legs even wider open and he slowly inserts his hard cock in my arse. Oh God. Oh God. He moves slowly, getting deeper and closer to me with each thrust. He pushes the huge dildo back inside me even deeper and I gasp. So many sensations. The feeling of being so full is incredible. I love being able to see his face. This is a special treat, as we usually do this with me on all fours and him behind me. I love watching the expression of passion and desire move around his face like a billboard. He leans down to kiss me, and I hold the side of his face. We hold each other's gaze and a million things we never say pass between us. I am almost in tears between the emotion and the fucking amazing physical sensations. There is something so special here. He pulls out the dildo and grins. He gets a bit closer so he can really get deep in my arse and asks for the poppers once more. We both take a hit and he reaches down and slides his fist inside me one more time. Dear God, his cock in my arse and his fist in my pussy, poppers in my brain and my man looking me in the eyes. Holy shit! I don't know if anything will ever surpass this moment, but I don't care. I am lost. He slams into my arse, over and over, holding his hand steady to fill the gap. He grabs his own cock and masturbates it inside of my vagina. I am out of my head with the sensations. We are both gasping and moaning, and then he calls out, and I am almost screaming, and we come together. Emotions and sensations and liquids and mess, and we love every minute of it. Maybe our neighbours are not so enthusiastic, though. He stays steady after we come, leaning slightly into my bent legs. We take a moment to look into each other's eyes, and slowly big grins come across our faces. He is holding my thigh with his free hand and breathing hard. Eventually, he carefully pulls his hand out of my pussy and his cock from my arse. He laughs, slaps the side of my legs, leans down and kisses me hard. That was great. I giggle as I watch his sweet ass dismount from the couch. He bops off to the bathroom while I slowly stretch my legs out in front of me, allowing my body to feel all the places it has been stretched and moved awkwardly. I am still breathing a bit hard and take a minute to fully come back to myself. It's not long before I join him in the bathroom, climbing carefully behind him in the shower. He turns around, pulls me close to him under the waterfall showerhead, kisses my forehead and asks, "Alles gut?" "Yes, my dear. Alles gut." If you like that, you can find more of E.L. Byrne's work at www.lustitude.com, more of me at cherylsworld.com, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.